Praise God. Good morning. We're going to speak briefly. I have a word from the Lord for you this morning. I'm going to use as a jumping off point a very short passage of scripture we all know, we all have heard. And it's found in Proverbs 22, verse 6. And it says simply, train a child in the way he should go. You can all almost recite it. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Proverbs 22, 6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. And I'll get back to that passage. But I was reminded that the title of this little word is called, That Doesn't Just Happen. That doesn't just happen. I was on Fridays, on most Fridays, before I even get to Fridays, during the week I usually at home or wherever I can do a little exercise thing, you know, get in the shape, do some this and that and the other, or go to a gym or, you know, try to keep my body in shape a couple times a week. But on Fridays, most Fridays, typically I gather with a couple other brothers at a little personal training studio actually run by our brother here at Jubilee, Joe Sumrall. And as we gather, Joe he encourages us in how we should exercise, and he takes us through all these quite creative exercises at his gym. And in fact, on good weather days in the summer, in a couple hours, we're going to be going down to a stadium. We're going to be running around the stadium back and forth, up and down the bleachers, and push-ups up and down the bleachers, and all these wonderful, creative, enjoyable things. But this one week, a couple of weeks ago, I was coming from his gym, which is in the middle of the city, almost in a residential area, small streets. And I was coming from a good work, and I was walking back to my car, which is parked about a block away. And some very small houses, very small pieces of land, and some of them are kind of disheveled, and that's fine, whatever, it's a city. But as I was walking, I had never noticed, when I got to this one house, I had never seen it before. I must have passed it a million times. I walked past this one house, and it has this very small front yard, but I looked at this front yard, and this front yard was immaculate. It had grass, it had these little shrubs all laid out, all neatly in order. It was all lined and trimmed and green and lush, and I was like, whew! It was just like a little mini oasis in the middle of this urban block. And I looked up, and actually the owner was standing there, you know, doing a little something. After I said, oh, you know, nice yard, sir. He said, thank you. And I said, that doesn't just happen. He said, you bet that's right. And it made me think. He said, you know what? That's true of a lot of things in life. That's true of a lot of things in life. You can think about a good kid. You see a good little kid that has accomplished something or is doing something in school or is making something. You look at that kid and say, oh, what a wonderful little kid. But you know what? That doesn't just happen. That goes back. Someone has taken the time to invest in the life of that child. That's where this scripture comes in. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That little word train, T-R-A-I-N, is a little small word, but it takes a lot that it encompasses. I was blessed because at the 5 a.m. service this morning, Brother Phil Tucker mentioned that exact passage, Proverbs 22:6, and he gave a whole little summary of the things that you should take heed to as a parent. And I'll just recap. He said you need to teach them to pray, to be in submission to authority. Your life needs to be an authority. You need to keep them close. You need to take your daughters on dates. You need to apprentice your sons. You need to discipline them. You need to have, you know, take away privileges or spank them as appropriate. You need to teach them with understanding, and you need to teach them to serve others and God. That's a 5-second summary of what he said. But there's a lot to do in regards to training up a child, because it doesn't just happen. In the month of June, of course, we celebrate Father's Day, and many of you know that President Obama wrote a Father's Day letter to the nation. And one excerpt from that letter President Obama said, we need fathers to step up, to realize that their job does not end at conception. That what makes you a man is not the ability to have a child, but the courage to raise one. As fathers, we need to be involved in our children's lives, not just when it's convenient or easy, and not just when they're doing well, but when it's difficult and thankless and they're struggling. That is when they need us most. In other words, it doesn't just happen. Just as it's true of good kids, if you will, it's true of successful people. It doesn't just happen. Vince Lombardi, one of the most famous and successful coaches in the National Football League, said, the dictionary is the only place where success comes before work. The dictionary is the only place where success comes before work. It doesn't just happen. An old proverb says, a vision without a plan is just a dream. A plan without a vision is just drudgery. But a vision with a plan can change the world. But even a plan is not enough. A gentleman named Alfred A. Montaupert said, to accomplish great things, we must first dream, then visualize, then plan, believe, act. It doesn't just happen. Like Obama said about children, it takes work, but not just to create, but to keep. You may have heard me say before that there are three kingdoms in the universe. There's the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light and life, the kingdom of Satan, which is the kingdom of death and darkness, and the kingdom of man, which is the kingdom of decay. Decay. Which points out to us that maintaining can often be more difficult than obtaining. There's a lot of work in maintaining things that you've created. Oftentimes, accomplishments start with just a thought. Many of you may have heard Bishop quote Ralph Waldo Emerson when he said, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you reap a character. Sow a character, and you reap a destiny. It doesn't just happen. Yes, I know the Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 8 that for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Yeah, that's true, but the Bible also says in James chapter 2, he says, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. And then James goes on in verse 20 and says, faith without deeds is useless. He says in the NIV, in the King James, he says, faith without works is dead. He goes on to say, was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, James says, and his faith was made complete by what he did. Let me repeat that. What James says in chapter 2, speaking of Abraham, his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. So in closing, no matter what your goal, it doesn't just happen. Whether your goal was holiness, a good marriage, good children, career success, to lose weight, to get in shape, building up a savings account, fulfill your purpose, whatever it is, it doesn't just happen. Someone said, pray as if it's all God, but work as if it's all you. Just like James said of Abraham, his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. Be blessed. 1, 2, 3.
Jubilee.